Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 13th, 1831, witnessed the start of a series of rebellions in the leeward or northern parishes of Barbados. This bid for freedom on the part of the enslaved community used the advantage of the destruction and dislocation caused by the Great Hurricane of 1831, which killed approximately 1,500 people in Barbados and destroyed much of the housing stock, seven parish churches, and several chapels. The rebellion occurred on six plantations in the leeward parishes of St. James, St. Peter, and St. Lucy, starting from August 13th through to August 15th, 1831. At Spring Hall Plantation, St. Lucy, owned by William Hines, the enslaved blacks were, according to the governor, behaving very badly in a very insubordinate manner, and their resistance to the authority amounted to rebellion, which evil, if not checked in the beginning, would extend itself. At the nearby Spring Garden in St. Lucy, owned by Colonel P.L. Hines, the enslaved disregarded the authority of the manager and bookkeeper, appropriated a field of corn, and plundered molasses from the plantation buildings. In addition, hundreds of bushels of corn were appropriated, along with 250 gallons of molasses, quantities of gunpowder, salt, and turkeys. The next day, August 14, 1831, the enslaved at Black Bear St. Peter, owned by William Sharp, behaved very disorderly and issued threats. On the same day, at Broomfield St. Lucy, owned by Reverend John Broom, the enslaved captured the plantation bull and killed 11 hogs. At the Spring in St. James, owned by Robert Walcott, the behavior of the enslaved necessitated the summoning of troops from the 36th Regiment based at Dover Castle. One enslaved man struck down a soldier and endeavored to seize his gun, but was shot by the soldier's comrade. At Pleasant Hall St. Peter, owned by Margaret Ann Benn, one enslaved man told the enslaved community that he had seen Jesus and that they must cease working as Jesus was coming to help them. This enslaved man was captured and received 50 lashes. It was also reported that an enslaved man journeyed to Haman's plantation in St. Peter, informing the laborers that they were wrong to work. This man, according to the report, was taken into custody and flogged. Quick action by Sir Reynold Alleyn saved the day and prevented the rebellion from spreading. On hearing of the uprising, Alleyn rode to Spikestone to raise the militia. Owing to the dislocation of the hurricane, he found only one sergeant, four privates, in addition to four men from the 36th Regiment. He also arranged for assistance from some white gentlemen from St. Lucy. They visited the plantations affected, formed a crescent round the front of the Negro yard, after which he addressed the enslaved. At Spring Hall and Spring Garden, however, the enslaved replied to Alleyn's address with unbecoming and insolent language. The report observed that the menaces of the ringleaders were of such that Alleyn ordered his force to prepare for action. In the end, calm was restored and the ringleaders received lashes not exceeding 50 in number. Governor Lyon was able to report to the Secretary of State that the slaves who were much inclined to be idle and in some instances refractory have resumed work and are perfectly obedient to their masters. But this bid for freedom all started on August 13th, 2 days after the Great Hurricane of 1831.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.